The most recent United Nations report on drug trafficking in the world is far from encouraging. It notes that drug trafficking has grown at least 50%, while the number of overdose victims skyrocketed to 585,000 in 2017. The document emphasizes the drastic increase in the number of addicts, estimated at 5.5% of the global population in the 15 to 64 age group, for a 30% increase in addiction as compared to 2009. Amidst this tragic panorama, Cuba emerges as a shining example, as it has prioritized the struggle against trafficking, a struggle of hardship if you take into account that Cuba lies right in the middle of the drug trafficking roads and routes in the northern part of the Western Hemisphere, with ship and plane loads of drugs traveling towards the world's largest consumer, the United States of America. The development of tourism and the diversification of trade relations also brings along attempts to introduce drugs on Cuban soil, either in an effort to promote a domestic consumption or to transit towards other nations in the area. 12 drug trafficking attempts were recorded in Cuba in the first 5 months of this year, 3 more than in an equal period of 2018. The head of Cuban Customs, Nelson Cordoves, told the press conference that his institution will not spare efforts in preventing drug trafficking activities in this country as a matter of national security. In turn, the Cuban Foreign Minister, Bruno Rodriguez, declared that the excellent results of Cuban efforts to suppress drug trafficking activities evidence the political will of the Cuban government to suppress any instance of drug trafficking. Cuba has signed anti-drug agreements with at least 30 nations in the world and is enforcing law agreements with almost 50 foreign governments. Cuba's border security services keep an active information network with the similar institutions in the area and keeps detailed information on any Cuban national who might be involved in such illegal activities. Likewise, the Border Guard Service keeps abreast with its area on information and drug prevention activities, as well as with the proper services in the European Union and other areas in Latin America and the Caribbean. Needless to say that in the domestic environment, proper vigilance is kept, especially in younger environments that might fall prey to drug traffickers. The lack of a drug culture environment and the proper attention to youth by their families and the Cuban nation as a whole have led to a very clean environment insofar drug addiction is concerned in this country. It is fair to say that Cuba is free from that scourge. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Pérez.